Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want to go there. We should never go there. Why you wanna go there? I guess I gotta go there. You're hearing rumors about me, and you can't stomach the thought of someone touching my body when you're so close to my heart. I won't deny what they're saying, because most of it is true, but it was all before I fell for you. So please, babe, please don't judge me, and I won't judge you, cause it could get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you, and if you love me, then let it be beautiful. Let it be beautiful, let it be beautiful. Let it be beautiful. Let it be beautiful. Everything I say right now, it's gonna be used in another fight. I've been through this so many times. Can we change the subject? You're gonna start asking me questions like, was she attractive? Was she an actress? Maybe the fact is, you're hearing rumors about me. There's some pictures on.
Lounge with the greatest host Emma E2K on LushRadioOnline.com.
Peace, everyone. Peace, and welcome to the Queen's Lounge. Last week, we had a ball. It was my online birthday party. We had a two-hour extravaganza. Make sure you go to the archives and listen. It was off the meters. We had a great time. This week, I was experiencing technical difficulties. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. So that's what led to this topic for today. You already know I got to be going through something, and I just have to talk about it. The topic for today is, what do you do when your computer goes out of whack? I'm like, help, hire an IT team. Let's talk about it. I mean, I need all my IT people to call in, please, because we need the advice. Call in 347-826-7722. And let me know, what is it that you do when your computer goes out of whack? All these programs we have and we buy to protect our computers from getting viruses, and everybody's so afraid to get a virus. People could come in through your computer and obtain all your, like, banking information, or all your vital information that you don't want people to have out there. I mean, there's some hackers. If the hackers could get in stuff in places where, like, the White House and stuff like that, somebody getting into our system is laughable. It's nothing, you know. So we got to beware of hackers. We got to beware of viruses. We got to beware of, all type of stuff. And when this happens, what do you do? Like, do you contact the Geek Squad? Do you have an IT team? Business people, where are you? My business bullies, where are you? Call in 347-826-7722 and let me know, what is it you do when your computer goes out of whack? Because this happened to me all week, and oh, Lord, I mean, I called so many people. Nobody could help me. My Firefox, my Mozilla was bugging out. It's just like, I'm like, and finally, of course, my boy called in. My boy, contacted me, came in through the computer through the team viewer. Oh, you see all the stuff that I learned? And we couldn't get in through there, and then he went in through another one, which I don't know if he wants me to relay that. But there's another system that you can go in through somebody's computer and fix it, for the IT people that go behind the scenes type stuff. It's kind of cool. I don't know. I'm kind of feeling that. Anyway, call in. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about computers going out of whack. And just calling to give you a shout-out. I miss you. Haven't seen you. Haven't heard from you since last week. Make sure you follow me. All the social media is Emma E2K. I'm Googleable. You already know. And it's not just because I'm brand new. I've always been Googleable, but I am brand new. It's a mix.
It's been a while. I'm not who I was before. You look surprised. Your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad. It's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad. I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego. He's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back. God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy. I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long a little louder if I speak. About you and me. I know sometimes I go hard for no reason at all, but you sow through the bitterness and test the weight of your heart. But when your back's on the wall and there's a shortage of friends, you know that I'm with you until the end. Cause we got put on, I be cussing, I be screaming like it's over. Then I'm longing and I'm feeling just to hold up. Cause that's how we do. You know that good love is a good love. That's me and you. How you feel, love? Well, I'm with you, never quit you. Now that's real love. When you ain't here, then I miss you. Cause I feel love the way that we do. You know that good love is a good love. That's me and you. Sometimes I think about leaving you, but when I think about what we've been through, yeah, get a feeling like it could be the worst, cause I've given you my best, and I don't mind if that's fine, cause when you love somebody hard, then you love that way for life, you got all of my heart, and I'll never leave you side, I gave my word to love you, all the way to the end, so no matter what, I'll be right here, I'll be right here, cause
we got good love, I'll be coming, I'll be screaming like it's over. Then I'm loving and I'm feeling just to hold ya. And that's how we do. You know that good love is a good love. That's me and you.
How you feel, love?
How you feel, love?
Well, I'm with you, never quit you. Now that's real love. When you ain't here, then I miss you.
Cause I feel love
the way that we do. You know that good love is a good love. That's me and you.
Now I flicked up, but not for too long. Never walk away. Ooh. I thought about it plenty of times, but no one can take your place.
And if it ain't on you, no. And if it ain't on me, no. And if it ain't on us, then I'd rather be by myself, cause no one else could understand my needs and feel the equipment like I need. Cause
we got good love. I'll be cussing, I'll be screaming like it's over. Then I'm lonely and I'm feeling just a hold up.
Oh, my schedule is yours today. I'm not in a rush. You could be my little coffee bean, and I will be the mood. Let's rent the movie tonight and snuggle up inside. Oh, yeah, yeah. And when the credits arrive, I'll be by your side, letting you know. I am addicted to your touch. No other woman's made me want it this much. I cannot resist the warmth of your hips. A single serving's never enough. I'm addicted to your touch. Yeah, I want your neck, I want your shoulder. I wanna be the only one to hold you. I want your legs, I want your arms. I wanna be inside your heart. If I don't have you next to me, I probably lose my sanity. I am hooked on you, addicted.
I am addicted.
No other woman's made me want it this much. I cannot resist the warmth of your hips. Single serving's never enough, 'cause I'm addicted to your touch.
Good, everybody. It's your homegirl, Sarah Connor, and you are now tuned in and listening to the sexy, sexy, long nail, long hair, don't care, Emma E2K on the Queen's Lounge, Lush Radio Online. Keep supporting. Those is my family. Those is my sisters, baby. Barsandbrawstraps.com, poisonpen.tv, URL.tv, and we out.
Peace, peace. Welcome, everybody, to the Queen's Lounge, man. You already know how we do. Salute, salute. A fierce nail salute to Sarah Connor. Always, you know, she's just family. And she's, you know, she has the keys to come in the lounge. She be sometimes even sleeping over on the sofa. I be catching. Pick up after yourself, Sarah. That's what I'm saying. Don't be coming over here making no mess. Anyway, shout out to everybody. Thank you for calling in. I got the phone lines is looking good. I hope that is some IT people giving me some information about our topic that we're discussing today, which is what do you do when your computer goes out of whack? You know, I like to break it. I usually break it, and then I have to buy a new one. And no, I'm not rich, but, you know, that's why I spend my money. Big shout out to my queen, my big queen, Lushy Lush. Lush, you know what I do with the computer when I get upset, right? When it goes out of whack?
Yo, all I know is that you better run for cover, because when she gets pissed off at her computer, it's all out WWE, WWF, throwback, Andre the Giant, destroy, no mercy. It's crazy.
I swing it over my head and slam right on the wall, because I don't have... You know, and it's crazy because people don't get scared. I know that I'm a motivator and I motivate people. I'm supposed to motivate myself. But when it comes to tech stuff, it just drives me nuts. When I can't get, like, you know, on the website that I want, when I can't get on Facebook, when I can't just do the things that I need to do, you know, hello, you know, how am I going to be here telling people to cut me checks when I can't do the work? You know what I'm saying? That's part of all that. So I think that's why I get so hype. You know, I got to buy my baby shoes and pay rent and all that. Anyway, that's besides the point. But I'm just saying, that's what drives me nutso in the whatso, where I just want to, I just be punching it sometimes and, you know, and then I take a deep breath and I remember that I have tech people and I need to call them. And that's what I do.
That's the thing you should do first before you start attacking your computer. Your tech computer.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I understand that. Listen, I'm still taking classes, you know. We're up to the breathing part, you know. They're teaching us how to breathe. We still haven't got to the part where to control the anger, you know. So I just got into the anger management class, so it's working a little bit. I know how to breathe now.
But, you know, sometimes, you know, you have different issues with your computer, you know what I'm saying? You might need to make, especially with PCs, you don't get all that super situation with, you know, with Macs, but, you know, but Macs have their situations too. But with PCs, sometimes you might have to do a disk cleanup and to free up some space because you might have too much files on there, which could be causing the reason why your computer is slow and things like that. Also, sometimes, you know, when you go on certain sites and things like that, some sites have pop-ups and cookies and they leave them on your computer and can also cause problems and issues why you can't go on your Chrome or things like that. So sometimes you have to go into your start and go into control panel and go into internet options and click cookies and files and you delete all those files and then you'll kind of see the speed running a little bit faster than what it was. Also, I also, people that have PCs and Macs, make sure that you buy an external drive, especially, like, you always want to back up your computer because you can have a situation like Emma's. Thank God she had somebody to go in there, but you can have situations where your whole computer shuts down because it's either the hard drive is done or you can have a situation where you don't have enough RAM or memory space and stuff like that, and you don't want to have a situation where you can't recover your stuff. So always back it up with the external drive. I suggest if you have the money, Western Digital, or you can get a Seagate and 3 terabytes or 2 terabytes and get that so you can back up everything, whether it's files, video, especially video files. Video files are big files, and they can slow your computer down, even shut them down. You can't have too much stuff sitting on your desktop. If you have unnecessary stuff that you don't need, clear it out and make space for your computer because your computer can only handle but so much on it. So,
Lush, you sound like a geek. You sound like a geek. I'm scared. So I should be calling you all this time instead of slamming the computer. All I have to do is call you? Really? You know that much.
I had to
Holy
take some water
moly.
On that shit.
All right, let me go to the phone line. We got somebody else. I hope this is a tech. 212, you're on with Emma E2K and Lushy Lush.
Hi, Emma Zulai.
Pete, you're on the Queen's Lounge.
Yes. I said, let me check it out. This is the first time that I'm actually on, and I can't listen through my computer because I also have a technical problem. I have like 100 speakers, and I can't figure it out at all.
Welcome. This is the show. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, I know. I said, well, let me just call, right? And then on my BlackBerry, I can't even do it because I have Boost, and it's just not working either. So I said, let me just call, see what this is all about.
All right, let me go to my expert now, Lush, you're the expert right now. Lush, you're the tech.
You know, before she does attempt to say anything, it's almost like I checked the sound on the side. I went inside and I went to search and I go into the panel and I go in there and it's something has to do with the external. Like there's too many speakers on here, and I almost want to take the whole thing to a place, right, for them to like just figure it out, get the sound to work.
Okay, so in your computer, you went to the, now. Do you have the regular speakers that are on the laptop, and then you have external speakers, right?
It's the PC, HP, and it's external speakers. There's the internals and externals, right? So my brother had all these speakers, additional sound, surround sound system attached to this thing, and
uh-huh.
He took everything like he deactivated it by pressing a button, and I try to press that same button, or I think I'm pressing that same button, and I press it on and nothing. Then I go inside the computer, do the adjusting, and nothing. Like, it's ridiculous.
Okay, so you're saying you already went into the control panel and you went into where you have your sound and card and it basically, did you select the internal speakers for that computer already?
I did. I went inside the system. I did that, and then I tried to do it from outside, and it's still not working. And I don't think it's a sound card, because I can hear sometimes, like, I can hear certain sounds, like you know, you almost want to, like, wants to cooperate, but it's just not managing to. And the funny thing is that I went and I have A+ and hardware and software certification, and I'm just so scared, and I can't figure out how the life of me, how I want to be certified as a technician, and I can't even get this to work. Because I could actually reconfigure this whole thing, but I can't get the speakers to work.
I mean, you could do that. You could go do a whole wipeout and redo it and put the drivers, or maybe the driver's not on there. You might have to then re-download the driver for the speaker. You know what I'm saying?
Let me just recap this.
I'm
so
sorry.
Let me just a recap of that. You are studying or to be a tech?
No, years ago. Years ago. You're funny, right? Years ago, I did A+. You have to do to become a desktop. You have to do A+ certification. You have to do hardware and software, and then you have to go and get certified, right? But I never went to get certified, but I have the certificates. And
I can do
everything.
You give me the information so I can shout them out, because you can't even do.
No, it's like, not dumb. It's these new speakers. It's this whole new technology. I need to catch up on this whole thing. But I'm telling you, I've tried. Two young children come here, try to figure this whole thing out, because, you know, they have up on technology, and they can't even do it. It's something serious. Like, I have to bring the whole thing over to somebody and say, here, can you do this?
You have to get an IP.
Did you try to re-download the driver for that speaker, though?
You know, I didn't. I didn't. I should know better, too.
Try to download the driver, re-download the drivers for the speaker and see if that works.
Yeah, I'm going to try that.
Mm-hmm. Good advice. Oh, my God, I love it. I love when we're building like this. And y'all talking. You're talking another, seriously, because I understand Spanish and English and even ghetto-ness, but I don't understand when they say all that stuff. But that's why I'm quick to rent the laptop and then have to buy a new one. So I gotta, you know, I gotta calm down, because I gotta do shows and I gotta do work, and I can't be doing that all the time. But you ladies, hold on, I gotta go into this quick mix from DJ Showcase. DJ Showcase is going to be submitting every week to the Queen's Lounge his mixes on different exclusiveness that he brings to LushRadioOnline.com. So we're going to go with the Justin Timberlake Mirrors. Shout out to DJ Showcase.
Aren't you something to admire? Cause you shine something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in the heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare might be hard to find, just know that I'm always parallel on the other side. Cause with your hand in my hand and a pocket full of smoke, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go. Just put your hand on the past, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong. I don't wanna lose you now. I'm looking right at the other half of me. But they can see the set in my heart. There's a space and now you're home. To you once I figured it out, you were right here all along. It's like you're my mirror, oh. My mirror staring back at me, oh. I couldn't get any bigger, oh.
Yo, I wanted to
slap yourself.
Okay. Now, for you Mac users, and you might have a situation, because the funny thing about Mac, if you do not eject your external drive or flash drive a certain way, and you don't turn your computer off properly, you might not get your computer to turn on. You might get a black screen, right? So if you get a situation in and you don't hear that ping noise and it comes on with the Mac, okay, this is the command. All you got to do is press Command, Option, the letter P and R, and the power button all at the same time. It's a lot. But press Command, Option, the letter P and the letter R, and the power button, and you hold it for a couple of seconds, and when you go, your computer will turn right back on.
Wait a minute, Lush. Say that again. Say it one more time for those that are literate like me.
These are the people that have Mac computers. You might have a situation where your computer shuts down because you didn't take something out properly and you didn't shut your computer down and it won't come on at all before you even spend the money. All you got to do is do this command. Press Command, Option, the letter P, the letter R, and the power button all at the same time. Hold it for like 30 seconds and you should hear the ping noise. You have to do it exactly at the same time. If you let one finger off, it's not going to work. You got to do the whole command at the same time, and you should hear
and
that ping.
Tell them how much money you just saved them on telling them that information. Tell them.
I just saved you $100 off that. $100.
Question, is command the same thing as control? Because in my PC, my desktop, my keyboard.
Thank you, Lush. Thank you for saving the audience $100.
I just saved you $100, but the command is different for
Mac.
PC.
Okay.
But yeah, but this is just strictly for the Mac users that have that situation. Also, like I said, with the PC users and stuff too, your external drives and everything like that, make sure everybody thinks they can just yank out their flash drive or yank out the external drive like it's no problem. No, you can corrupt something in your computer, or you lose all of your files on your external drive. You must go and hit the eject button for your external drive or flash drive, because if you don't, you might have a situation with your computer, or you might lose all of your information. It is important to also shut your computer down the right way. Don't just hit the power button all the time. You got to shut it down the proper way.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. A lot of people just press the button, and they just, like, have it off, and that's it. When you're supposed to go to start, like, that's the proper way, right?
Yeah. Yes. You have to go to start, and you're supposed to hit
For the PC, because the Mac is different, right? The Mac, you go on top, everything to the left. No,
yeah, everything
right.
Everything's to the left. It's the left at the top, and you know with the Windows is at the bottom with the start button.
Mm-hmm.
You're
I've seen people like finish stuff and they like in the laptops and then they just close it without turning it off, nothing. They just like shut it, you know, like close the laptop, shut it, and that's it. And they're like, oh, I turned it off. I'm like, that's not turning off the computer, right? Like I've seen, you know, I mean, I don't know that much about it, but I do know that you ain't supposed to do that. And that messes up the computer too.
Oh, I have another thing for some people that do have Macs also. You cannot keep your charger, right? Your charger, the new chargers, right? The little big part that's in the cord or whatever, the big white box that's on the charger, you cannot like put it inside a seat cover or sit on it because it will overheat. And when it overheats, has an automatic trigger button that shuts it off and stuff. So you might plug it into your computer. You're like, yo, my computer not charging. You have to let it cool down. So what you're going to have to do is either detach it from it and let it cool down for a while and put it in a cool place and then put it in. If that doesn't work, let it cool down.
Hey, yo. What did you say? By cooling down and putting it in? Girl, get listen to this show. You better slow down.
I said let it cool down for a minute.
Oh, okay, my bad. sorry.
She wanted to jump into a different topic. That's a different show.
I was reading another topic over here. My bad. Okay, computers, right. Tech, high tech. That's what we
said. I said let it cool down for a minute and then try to plug it in before using it. If not, then it could be an external situation that's damaged, but you have to let it cool down because it has an internal switch, off switch. If it overheats, it will not work and stuff. So that's the situation with that.
So if it overheats, it doesn't work in this situation.
Yeah, so let it rest for, put it in a cool area, and then it'll start working again.
All right. Lush, you know I'm only messing with you. I love you, girl. I don't want you to overheat on me.
I'm done. I'm bye. I'm getting off the show.
No.
I'm dropping the mic.
All right. But before you drop the mic, I gave you some of this.
You got to say yes.
That's real, been the shit that they talk about. Damn is the words that come out their mouth. She looks good, always without a doubt. Ask for it, she back and caking out. Come on. Crazy, well, that was the plan. They was waiting for me, wasn't ready for this. He got the game sold up, no one's talking about this. So yeah, I know you wanna fight it, but why would you try? We got him shaking everything from the hood to Dubai. Yeah, we super big, man, why would we lie? Come on.
1, 2, 3, everybody.
Quicker, yeah, I'm shaking down the town. Get the picture. I'm moving on the floor, gotta love that. How she keep it going on, gotta love that. To the beat like a pro, know you love that. She can shake it to the flow, gotta love that. Get your ass on the dance floor, dance on the dance floor. Move them out the way if they ain't doing it how you want yours. You ain't got to ask, keep giving more. Don't need my permission, y'all heard what you waiting for.
Because my birthday online bash was Beninis, and you did your thing. You DJed while I cried, while I drank, while I was drinking in my big ass wine glass, and you know, and I had fun, and I enjoyed my born day, and I just want to salute you, sis. And I don't know, every time I hear that song, it just reminds me of you working out in the gym. I don't know why I get those thoughts. That's why.
Yo, that, you know, that kind of sounds crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Your conversation sounded crazy earlier with the topic, let make it cool down before it goes in. I mean, this has been a whole
Yo, I see where her mind is. I'm done. She also loves talking slow jazz.
Oh, that's what it is, because I'm used, you know how my mind, there's always music playing in there. So I pay attention to lyrics. I pay attention to words. And that those are the words I pay attention to.
Yo, all I can say is you're lucky you played my song, because I was over here dancing and stuff. It's like, you know what I'm saying, 10 o'clock. I'm still over here.
I love Eve. Shout out to Eve, man. Big, big shout out to her, I swear. She's looking lovely and lovelier all the time I see her. She's out there doing her thing.
Word. Big shout out to her, man. It's a lot.
You want
to,
your phone lines is open.
I think I'm still here. I don't even know how to shut it off, Mama.
Yes, Mama. Well, don't shut us off then. Stay on.
Okay,
don't,
I'm like, I'm
here. More minutes.
Okay.
7 more minutes. Just stay hanging on.
Hanging in there.
Over here.
All right.
Those that are tuning in via website and phone and everywhere else, don't forget to follow us. Go to RushRadioOnline.com, EmmaE2K.com. Follow us on the Instagram. Follow us on the Twitter. Everything is EmmaE2K, E2K Enterprise, Lush Radio Online. We're Googleable. Somos Googleable. So go to Google and just type in Lush Radio Online. Type in Lushy Lush, you know, just follow us. Make sure you follow DJ Showcase, which is Shocayse. You'll be listening to his stuff every week. I'm going to be playing some of his mixes. And my EmmaE2K, my public page on Facebook, is on fire. I'm doing such a big reach. So shout out to all my followers international. I'm in Nigeria, baby girl. I'm in your hometown. I'm in your hometown. They know me. They know EmmaE2K in your hometown. I'm about to go over there and visit. So shout out to everybody, all the international people that show me love and come and read my inspirational stuff. You know, I only do what I get inspired to do. So, you know, shout out to everybody that inboxes me and tells me their stories and shares things with me and trusts me to tell me their story so I can be able then to relate it to others. So definitely, big fierce nail salute to you.
I'm a quick announcement. I just, you know what I'm saying, because you know you brought it to my attention. I'm just saying, we all doing numbers out here, but Emma is a superstar. I just want an autograph, though, before I get into my show. You know what I'm saying?
Boo, you're the one that's putting me on here. What are you saying? I want your autograph on my check. Don't play with me, girl. I want your autograph on my check. Don't play with me, girl.
Yo, the Business Wednesdays are very informative. I try to drop knowledge and information for people, you know what I'm saying? You know, you could be paying like thousands of dollars for this information, and we're giving it out for you guys because we want you to better yourself. You know, besides entertaining you guys, we want to educate you guys. And this past Business Wednesdays, we did 1,205 listeners.
Wow, that
so
was
far.
So far.
Because our shows are archived. So by the end of the week, you know, it can easily go to 2,000, you know, people listening, coming into the archives. Like, we got shows dating back 5 years. So if you go to Lush Radio Online or go to Blog Talk Radio and make sure you punch in Lush Radio Online, you'll see all our business, all our information. You can pull up all the shows where I've done confess to things that I shouldn't have. And anyway, I don't even know why I'm saying that just now. But we, all of Lush's business, you know, all our business.
Uh-huh. Yeah, all of our business is out there. But I got to import tomorrow on Business Wednesdays. We are talking about something that's very important to a lot of people who own businesses or even recording artists and people just in business in general. We're going to be talking about copyrights, patents, and trademarking. And I'm going to be giving out the information, the phone number and all that stuff in the proper way, and what exactly are trademarks, patents, and stuff. Because a lot of people don't know. They just think, okay, well, I record my music, but there's more to it. copyrights cover a lot of things, and we're going to discuss that tomorrow on Business Wednesdays. Just join us tomorrow at 6 o'clock on Lush Radio Online. But don't forget the sexy MK each and every Tuesday with her sexy style. Ram.
Cougar style. Not conga style or ganga style. I'm cougar style. I am cougar style. I'm going to have my own song watch. I'm going to make somebody go to the studio and make me my own cougar style song watch. You'll see. Anyway, just putting it out there. Days, you already know. Make sure you email that to e2kenterprise@gmail.com or lushradioonline@gmail.com. For those artists that want to be interviewed, want their music played, you already know. Team Cut the Check. Contact us at lushradioonline@gmail.com, and you know, get your budget up. We get the contract going, and we get to be playing your music where everybody from all around the world could be able to hear. If you're good, because if you're bad and you try to cut a check, we're still not playing it. Like, no, I'm sorry, that's not happening here. So I'm just saying, make sure get your bars up and get your vocals right. We like to play good, sexy music. We like to play music that moves people. We like to play music that people can understand what the words that are coming out of your mouth. Because we, all type of people, all type of different people listen to us, so we have to be able to cater to everyone. You know, we are the voice of the people. So we go by what people email us and tell us they want to hear and what they want to listen to, and that's kind of, how we get our audience, our listening audience, which is very faithful to us. They, they tuning in every day, every time we got something going. And we definitely salute all the Lush Radio Online listeners, because they listen from everywhere. You got the phone, you got via all the websites. How else does they listen to Lush?
They listen to us through iTunes. Also, they listen to us through iTunes. They listen to us through the TuneIn app. TuneIn on your iPhone or Android or iPad. You can download that and type in Lush Radio Online and see our logo. It pops up. And they listen to us via BlackBerry. I've seen BlackBerries, smartphones, all kinds of stuff. So they listen to us through a lot of stuff. So, yeah. So we're accessible everywhere.
Can you guys share, the actual cost? Because you say a budget, but how would someone, how much are we talking about if it's approved to be hired?
Everybody's individual. It's like a doctor's office. Not everybody has the same symptoms. So you have to go speak to the doctor. You get the consultation, and then from there, we give you the bill. LushRadioOnline.com@gmail.com. Make sure you send out an email. Be particular in exactly what you want, your needs, what you're asking for, and then, we go from there. It's always a consultation. Everybody gets consulted because sometimes people don't know what direction they want to go. Mm. So sometimes we give them that direction, and then, from there is a yes or no, sign it, cut the check, or not. But I'm ending the show now. Queens Lounge, thank you, everybody, for calling in. You already know where to reach us and how to find us. All our information, we all over the Google-ness. So Google us. Lush Radio Online, Emma E2K, E2K Enterprise, thank you, everyone that's called in, and all the stuff that I definitely learned today, that now I'm not going to hit my computer no more. I'm just going to kiss it and turn it off and call my IT people and let them deal with it. thank you for calling. Next week, we're here, Lush Radio Online, the Queen's Lounge from 10 to 11, and that's it. See you next week. Love you.
what, where, why, and when. Cause you wasn't my girlfriend. We had a good time. Ooh, give me that good thing. And after we finished, you go your way, I go my way. It was whatever. See the tears in your eyes. Of course I want my cake and eat it too. I'm a guy, and of course you don't understand. But you would if you thought like a man.
Versace linen, got these women blowing kisses. Leaning on my auto, she so photogenic. Can I take a picture? She my Mona Lisa. Living like a princess in a fairy tale. You know them people up in Barney show and tell. Bitchy backing out of Neiman, seen a ponytail. Fire carry yellow diamond, you don't know me well. Penthouse at the Trump, sit on Collins Ave. She caught an attitude, I had to call a cab. You don't understand this altitude I'm ballin' at. I'm at the game on the wood, where the owner's at.
So different but the same, boy, you tell me everything. Yeah, you show me how to take. You're the only one to play. It's such a shame. Yes, you lost.
Master Flex. Master Flex.